rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 bowls, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the bowl down.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and making a maniacs. That's right. It is time once again for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making A Rodeo Network, and we are kicking the work week off on a Tuesday morning, afternoon, evening, whatever the case is in your neck of the woods. Got to send a big old shout out to our good fans and friends overseas. The European bull riders are here. We've also got some fans tuned in online right now, sitting in our chat room and calling in on the phone lines. And if you would like to call in and chat with us, got questions or comments, stuff you want to talk about, feel free to do it. 646-915-9940. Be happy to take your calls, your questions, and of course, always some good cowboy logic for you. But, well, you know, we're getting things started. It's kind of a little slow here in the chat room, and I guess just everybody's kind of waking up and getting things together. Kind of a late night for us last night. Had a lot of stuff going on. Now, I will tell you, first off, the Rays ended up blowing another one. Went down. Now, Texas leads the series down there 2-1. Hopefully, we can come back here tonight and tie it up, as we definitely need a win down there in Tampa at Tropicana Field. But on a different note, I did get to catch a little bit of Monday Night Football. I had to listen to it in the radio as we were bucking bulls last night. But
yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We pillage, we plunder, we rifle and loot. Drink up, be hearty, yo ho. We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot. Drink up, be hearty, yo ho. Yo.
Yeah, that is for sure. My Tampa Bay Buccaneers pulled off a pretty impressive win against those ponies, as I call them, or the other name for them would be the Indianapolis Colts. And, yeah, I was pretty excited about that. Was certainly a lot of fun to sit back and listen to it and be out at a good bull ride last night. If you guys saw the pictures, we did get some pictures up last night. We've got them posted up on Facebook. You can find them on the Three Crosses, Ken Lance Arena, and Youth Camp fan page, or you can find them right here on my personal page. So hopefully you guys got a chance to get on down there. Yes, I did take old Cowboy out for a ride yesterday afternoon. It's such beautiful weather out here in Ada, Oklahoma. You know, you can't get away from riding. So I was able to get out there, saddle up a little bit. Actually had him out in the arena during the Cowboy Church service. And, man, I'll tell you what, it's kind of nice to sit back during the Cowboy Church service on horseback and listen to it. Had a great singer down there and was certainly a good time. So, yeah, we're having a blast down here, just living the cowboy dream. You know that's right. And man, I'm telling you, it just don't get much better than that. It really don't. We have just had so much fun down here. You know, I can't wait to get back and go saddle up the horse. Now, I was up early this morning, myself and Mrs. Macon A. We had to go out there and load up some hay, and then we had to go help a friend unload her hay. So, yeah, we were kind of busy this morning, but, hey, that's the way to cowboy life for sure. So, you know, we're just going to keep on keeping on and getting it together. But anyhow, we do have a guest lined up for our show today. We're going to have a chance to talk with them. We're going to talk some PRCA news. We'll talk some PBR news. And shoot, like I said, phone lines are open. If you guys want to jump on board here, give us a call. We will be happy to hear from you. 646-915-9940. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll get into that rodeo action with you right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Hello, rodeo fans. That's your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne. We've been to Fort Worth. We've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Making Aid Rodeo Network, so keep this thing plugged in because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
Our rodeo show right here on the Making A Rodeo Network, and we're kicking things off on our Tuesday morning afternoon, trying to get things fired up, man. I'm telling you, we just got so much stuff going on right down here in good old Ada, Oklahoma. Still looking to try to find a place here, hopefully outside of town, because you know we want to find a place with a little bit of land so we can get old Cowboy down there with us. He's actually got two colts down there with us, too. We've got to get some pictures of them, and we've got to get them online. Now, those young little colts have not been handled a whole lot, and I've had the opportunity to go down there and halter break them. And man, I'm telling you, just what a great opportunity it is to get up every morning and go live that cowboy dream. You know, I mean, although we lived in the country back down there in Florida, it's just not cowboy country. And there is a big difference, and we've certainly seen that just in the short time that we've been here. I'm telling you, you're going to have a heck of a time pulling me out of this area. It's just not going to happen very easily, I can promise you. But just like I said, there's a little bit of our good friend Steve Earle in Guitar Town firing things up here on a Tuesday afternoon as we got things fired up. Want to remind you, too, that that break was actually courtesy of our good friends over there at Five Star Unplugged and True Cowboy Radio. Now, the last I heard, the latest update is True Cowboy Radio will have a show that will be going on here this evening. I'm not sure what time. Hopefully it will not conflict with the Brendan Clark show. But I know that both of them have actually switched some times around and things like that, so we'll have to stay tuned to it. You can find them right there on the Making Eight Rodeo Network, and maybe we could get on over there and hang out here this afternoon. Getting down to it, though, we've got some rodeo action to talk about. Obviously, yesterday we had a good friend Shane Hanchey on board here with us, and well, you know, he did let us know that his horse Riata was actually in the running for Horse of the Year, and well, I did see this morning the results from the AQHA in the tie down, and it looks like Sweetness actually won Horse of the Year. Now, this is the second time. We actually made mention of it last year on our show. I know that many of the fans were not here with us at that time. We've gotten a lot of new fans since then. And, well, you know, it was really neat to see that Riata had actually finished in second, but unfortunately, yeah, not going to be the first place. So, you know, I think that with as young as that horse is, though, Shane could probably see him at the top of the game. But the other thing I noticed is that Sweetness is actually ridden by a few guys, you know. Now, if you've been around rodeo at all, you may have an understanding. I've still actually been learning as I go along myself over the course of the past several years, I guess. But what these guys do is they will lease out their horse to another cowboy to ride during the event. And if they win, then, of course, they get some money back for that because it does, you know, it does come down to half of the ride comes down to that horse and coming off the line and getting where it needs to be. So Sweetness has been doing a fantastic job. Obviously, like I said, was the Horse of the Year last year and also in the running again this year. Riata did finish second, though, and that, you know, that says a lot when it's one person. Now, we did see that Shane did let Corey Solomon ride him up in Canada. So, you know, he has been used a little bit more. So, but anyhow, yep, that's about what's happening right there. And, wow, yeah, I got to tell you, it's been a pretty active morning here. We have just been busy as all get out. I've been trying to scramble to get some notes put down. One of the other notes that I did want to mention is Chandler Bounds is headed to the NFR this year, and he's also, I believe, the only rookie in contention there at the PBR Wolf or at the NFR. So in December, we will get to see Chandler Bounds there, and I believe that he has already locked in that spot by making the NFR. I believe he goes in the NFR in 10th place. So anyhow, like I said, last night was a late night last night. We ended up bucking about 52 bulls, and, wow, just a great time down here at Three Cross with Ken Lance Arena. Like I said, did get to do a little bit of horseback riding out there. What happens is, you know, when there's just our Monday night bull rides going on, they break the arena down and they panel it up so it's a smaller arena. So I actually rode old cowboy up in the other side of the arena. We just kind of stood out there and trying to work with him and get him used to people and not get so panicked around vehicles and that type of thing. So that's kind of what we were out there doing, you know, yesterday. And, well, shoot, like I said, as beautiful as the day we're having here today on a Tuesday, I think I'm going to shoot on over and try to do some more horseback riding again today. So anyhow, you know, I'm seeing some questions come in our chat room right now. We've got our good friends, our European bull riders over there, and they're actually asking if I'd like to try tie-down roping with Cowboy. You know, I will tell you that I have a lot to learn about real cowboying, and I'd probably have to get together with Shane and really try to work with that. I've got to get where I can actually rope off of a horse to begin with. I can rope on the ground, but I'm not very good at roping off a horse. I've never really done it. So I think, you know, we've got a couple roping dummies here around the arena. I might just get out there and see what he can do there on the roping dummies and all that. See what I can do, really. That's going to be the big question, is what I can do there off a roping dummy and off a horseback. So we'll just have to wait and see. But anyhow, we do have a guest lined up here this afternoon, but the big thing is I actually have to call him. He's on the road, so we're going to give this guy a call. Before we do, though, I'd really like to try to get some calls from you guys. I mean, we have just not heard from you guys at all, and, you know, we've opened up the phone lines. We really want to try to take your questions or your comments about things that are happening out there, and, certainly want to hear from you guys. You know, you guys are the reason why we're doing this show and making this thing possible for us, you know. So we do want to hear from you. 646-915-9940 if you want to give us a quick call and say howdy. I hear from you. Trying to check. My phone's going off here. I'm getting some messages. Yeah, looks like Brendan Clark's show, he's just posting out there, will be live at 6 p.m. Pacific time tonight, so that will be 9 o'clock on the East Coast. And I believe that he says that he's got some new equipment and will be wearing pink in support of breast cancer awareness. And, you know, being out at the rodeo this past weekend, I had the opportunity to go down to Eastland, Texas, and hang out with some of the guys, Rob Smets and a few of the other guys that we know so well, and obviously run into Mesa Pate, McKinnon Wimberly, and, well, I was wearing some pink and showing my support for National Breast Cancer Awareness. So I know the PBR really kicked off a big deal in Charlotte this past weekend, and, yeah, most definitely a lot going on there with that. And even the football, you know, if you've seen on the NFL, as they kicked off on Sunday, they were showing support as well. So much pink everywhere. Just a good month, you know, to really raise awareness and show support for National Breast Cancer Awareness. So, anyhow, getting down to it, trying to see, check my messages and just see what all's going on here. Man, I'm telling you what. Well, let's see if we can't get our good buddy, and I will have to let you know who it is once we call him. You guys just have to keep staying tuned here. See if we can get him on the line. Man, it's been so long since I've had to actually dial out on this. Let's see what we got here. Guess what? yeah, he may not recognize the number. Now, we actually did, we played kind of a practical joke on him, and he may be a little mad about that. We'll have to see if we can.
This is Ross. Lost my cell phone charger. Leave your number. Thank you.
At the tone, please record.
Well, guess what? Not going to happen. So we'll have to see if we can't catch up with him a little bit. Yeah, that's right. So good friend Ross Hill. I haven't talked to him in a while. Was able to catch up with him briefly here today. But, yeah. Well, let's see if we can't catch up with him. He's kind of throwing me for a loop now. Now I don't have a whole lot to talk about. We had him all lined up, but, of course, you know Ross Hill. We'll talk about where he's been and what he's been up to here if we can get him on the line with us. But, guys, just hang tight. He may call back once he realizes what's going on with it. And I even had a song for him set up today. We do have some great cowboy logic for you, courtesy of our biggest little fan coming up here later on in our show as well. 646-915-9940. If you guys want to jump on board here, give us a call. We would love to hear from you. Take your questions and comments. Talk a little rodeo. Talk a little bull riding right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. I guess while we're trying to get Ross back on the line, we may take another break here. I'm just trying to scan down, see what's going on Twitter and Facebook. You know, there was a down here locally, of course, we know Mr. Rich K. He does a morning coffee show right here on the local country station. And every morning he has what they call the morning mind bender question. And he had a pretty unique one yesterday. that I thought I'd kind of pass along to you. But the morning mindbender question was, I guess, the most important thing to people nowadays that they cannot live without. If you guys think you know the answer to it, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We want to know what you guys think about it. Yeah, well, guess what? I think we got him back because I just got a text message. So let's see if we can't get this Yahoo back on the line with us.
Hello.
Ross Hill.
What do you say, my man?
What's going on, partner?
Shoot, man, another day, another dollar on no highway.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, man, it has been a while since we have actually had an opportunity to talk, not just here on the radio show, but good Lord, man, I haven't heard from you in a coon's age. What you been up to?
Man, you done moved out to the Okie country where they don't have cell phone service.
I know, that's right. I might have to get me one of those golf clubs like they do on Muscle Shoals.
That's what I was thinking. All the years you make fun of me with having no service, now you're living in Ada, Oklahoma.
That is for sure, man. That is for sure. So what's going on in Ross's world?
Dude, I was just fixing to ask you the same thing. Oh, not much. Just rolling with the tide, you know, 3-0 over them Gators.
Yeah, I knew it was coming, man. I knew it was coming. And we don't have an easy one this week either. Now, I did see that. I thought Alabama was ranked number one when we played them. Is that right?
All I knew was they was top three. Like, I don't know which way. I think they had Oklahoma one, maybe Gators two, and then LSU's one, Oklahoma's two, Alabama's three.
Gotcha. All right. Well, yeah, we're going up against LSU again this week, so it ain't going to be pretty. Who are y'all playing?
I ain't got a clue, man. I'll find out on Saturday.
Right on, man. I hear you. Well, now, let's talk, man. I had a chance to catch up with you just before the show, and you're actually leaving Connecticut right now, correct?
Yeah, man. We're in the panel truck hauling the arena back, an old single cab Freightliner. No air seats, no air rides. Got to be the roughest truck I've ever sat in my life. Literally.
I hear you, man.
I got 2 foot of floorboard and mojo laying in there, right, taking up a foot and a half.
Nice. So you got old mojo riding along with you, huh?
You know she can't hang back. She's actually in heat right now, and I couldn't leave her in the house.
Oh, I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, it's a good thing you don't have some of your buddies that you've been hanging out in Muscle Shoals with. You couldn't leave her in the house with them either.
Oh, no. I hate to hear that.
You know how they're doing up there in Muscle Shoals.
You even turned your show to R-rated or something?
No, it ain't that bad now. Come on. All right. So, listen, you've been up there since May, right?
Yeah, in and out. We started our tour off in Shreveport, Louisiana with this with these deals, and then we went up north. We had Brockton, Massachusetts, York, Maine, Rutland, Vermont, back to Brockton, Massachusetts. Shit, we've been all over up here. I've been working the Cowtown Rodeos in New Jersey. It's actually the oldest pro rodeo still going in the history of pro rodeo.
Right.
And that's in Woodstown, New Jersey. Worked it 5 times. I was actually come up here this year. I was wanting to get myself known in a couple of different circuits for the PRCA to make a circuit finals. I was under the understanding that you had to go to the circuit finals before you could go to the NFR before you was eligible. So I worked all these deals for them, come up here, sold the Weezers, made a little money. And thought I was going to get the first Frontier Circuit Finals, and I wound up getting the Southeastern Circuit Finals. But that worked out better for me anyway.
Really? So you're working the Southeast Circuit Finals, huh?
Yeah, down in Davie, Florida. Little swamp land down there. That's about 3 hours south of you, ain't it?
Yes, well, where I was, I'm not there no more, brother man. It's a lot further than 3 hours now.
Hey, you're out of the loop of Florida now, huh?
Oh, you bet, man.
Since this show's R-rated now, can I say that Carl Nance got a dog catcher to run you out of there, or what?
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, not Carl Nance. Wrong name. We'll just say Carl ran you out of there, huh?
No, man, ain't no dog catcher running me out of town, boy. I'm out here learning about... I'm out here working real rodeos, real cowboy stuff, man. Not that wannabe cowboy country stuff right there on the east coast of Florida. Sarasota, of all places, man, you can't figure. But now I will tell you, though, down in Davie, boy, they put on some great rodeos down there.
Yeah, they do. And I tell you what, it's funny that you say that. Like, Oklahoma is some better cow place than Florida, because there is no place better than Florida for cows. Florida actually has the number one cows per acre in the world.
You're right. But down there, they don't know how to work them. They don't do anything with them, man. They're just sitting out there. And down here, we actually work the cows that we have.
Yeah, it's because they're stuck in a pen because they ain't got no grass to eat anywhere. Y'all having to feed them out of them 10 by 10.
Yeah, we are a little short on hay, man. But that's all right. We're getting through it, man. A country boy can't survive, no doubt, man, and make sure. Shoot, I think some of these farmers out here are making sure that their cows get fed before they do.
Well, I'd say they have to right now.
No doubt. But I'll tell you what, you get them fatted, and no doubt you have some good steak for dinner. They've been doing a lot of that here around town, too.
Yeah, I feel you there. The whole deal about that's funny you say that about Florida. Some of my all time practically cow heroes come from Florida, you know. And I go naming names. I ain't even got to put them out there on the list, but there's some daggum sure hands down there in Florida that know how to work a wild grammar.
Oh yeah, you bet, man. You bet. They're definitely. I'm learning a lot from those guys down there. When you got guys like Brian Corson, you got cowboys like Brian Corson and a few others down there, yeah, no doubt.
Well, what's up on the radio show? What y'all talking about?
Well, shoot, man, we've been having guests call in just about every day. You know, we've had some of the biggest and the best around town, but we haven't had Ross Hill back on in such a long time, you know. I'm telling you, man, we kind of miss your shows. I wish we'd get you fired back up again.
Yeah, I'm fixing to kick it off again. I've been thinking I got to get my tour rolling. We got a tour that's just right on the fingertips of breaking loose. And I'm kind of been keeping that under my shirt a little while until I can get it going. And as soon as I get that going, we're fixing to do something with it every week, if not twice a week.
Yeah, you bet, man. That'll be great. Well, you definitely have to get your show fired back up for, you know, half an hour or so every, you know, once a week or something to let the fans know how things are going with that deal.
You got to get me the hotline to where I can call out.
Yeah, I know it. Well, the only way we can do that is if we run it off my show, and the only way that we can do that is if you run off my switchboard either on Saturday or Sunday, and I don't think you want to be out there doing it on a rodeo weekend, right?
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not. But listen, man, where are you headed to now?
Right now we're just getting off of 691 on 84 coming into New York State.
Is that right? So what do you guys have going on this week? Where are you guys hauling that arena to?
This week, we're headed back to Tennessee, drop the arena off to the end of the month. And then we got, I got to rest up. I actually jammed my knee. I got two sore knees, tennis elbow, and a jammed finger.
Man, I'm telling you, falling apart, Ross Hill. How's your cotton candy business going?
Oh, always a charm. Hell, you don't get hurt much here in the cotton candy sales.
Yeah, right. Is that where you got the tennis elbow for?
Unless you're wearing an Alabama jersey in Florida.
Oh, I hear you. Hey, so is that where Is that where you got your tennis elbow from, holding up that cotton candy deal, or you've been having that to cat to it?
No, I got the tennis elbow from tennis, Scott.
Is that right? Yeah, I don't think
I took up playing tennis. I got so much spare time on my hands these days, I just figured I'd create a couple new hobbies for myself.
Right. I hear you. Well, listen, man, I'm telling you, it's great to actually hear from you, and I can't wait to get you back on the radio shows. And shoot, man, one of these days we're going to have to get you back out here in Ada, Oklahoma. Now, we got the Ada Bullfights that are coming up here on the 21st and 22nd. And I know you'd actually call back, and, man, we'd love to have you back down here.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Maybe one day.
Hey, speaking of those Mexicans, you still got your Mexican bulls down there in Alabama?
You know we do. Well, actually,
right on,
it's funny you worded it like that. I actually moved into a friend of mine's house in Georgia. Got 600 acres out there, partner of mine, and when he's keeping all of my bulls and getting them bucks every weekend, and I got 15 big bulls, 15 all coming twos, threes, and a couple of them's four. So they're all just now getting on a feed program to born a buck. We're running them up and down the hills in Georgia and getting them shaped up and ready for the tour.
Right. Good deal, man. Well, so how much are you going to be using them there this next year? You got a lot planned for them?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep some of that under my hat right now. But yeah, they're fixing to be pretty steady. They are. Evan Allard in Ada, Oklahoma. He holds the big Mexicans, the full bloods out there in Oklahoma. And then I got Brent Hall down in Texas, and he's going to bring some bulls for us, too, for the bullfights. But, Wrangler dropped us with the PRCA. The Dickies Tour dropped the bullfights with the PBR. And even the Thunder Equal Games has dropped us now out there in Vegas at the South Point. So, looks like it's going to come to a bullfighter to hold the bullfights up, and I feel like that might be my calling here in life. I don't tell everybody saying I'm getting old, and I can actually see my bald spot coming in pictures, so I'm pressing on to bigger and better things and just fixing to rock and roll with it.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Better get it while you can, Rolf. Otherwise, you got to sit out there and start selling that cotton candy yourself.
I'm going to tell you something, Scott. That day will never come.
Is that right?
Well, I say that's right. The good Lord willing,
Yep, no doubt.
You better believe if I'm selling it by myself, I'll be giving it away.
I hear you, brother. I hear you, man. Well, I know that's what you got Matt and Cat Thompson out there for. What's he been up to? You been hanging out with him?
Man, he's been writing songs. That kid's fixing to break, man. He'll be in Nashville here before we know it. He actually just sold another song to I don't know it's not print published yet, so I don't think I can say who it's to. But he sold another song to one of the big names right there in Nashville. So I'm looking for Matt the Cat to sell about 25 or 30 songs that he has already written within the next couple of years. It's just all the time and fitting of finding your spot and your person who wants to take you to the top, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well,
but, I know that because you've heard him firsthand, and you've heard a bunch of his good songs, and better than that, you've heard all of his great songs.
That's right. That's for daggone sure. Well, listen, Rolf, I'm not going to hold you up much longer, man. I'm going to let you put it on down the highway, brother, but it's been great talking to you. Now, when you were up in Canada last year, you put a big old shout-out to all the Making 8 fans out there. And, they even had to play a song, being that we was back there in the swamplands, and you put out a little seminal win for us. But I do have a song coming for you, brother, man. We got a song here just for you.
All right, well, if you don't mind, I'm going to stay on the phone and listen to it.
No, no
and
doubt, Rolf.
As my shout-out from the Extreme Team Bull Riders, DJ Savanoa, Ross Hill, the whole crew, Connecticut, New York. It's a good day. Making 8, thank you for listening.
No doubt, Ross, no doubt. Well, thanks for jumping on board with us, man, and look forward to catching up with you here real soon.
T. 10 course guy. Go ahead with it, brother.
All right, you know it. Now, this one's going out for Ross Hill as he heads on down that highway. You know he's missing a little bit of home, so he couldn't think of a better song for him. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Howdy, folks. It's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at MakingEight.com. No matter if you're passing his tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's MakingEight.com. Get a grip.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com and the Making 8 Rodeo Network. As we're firing things up here on a Tuesday, of course, that big old song out there, we had to send that one out to our good buddy, Mr. Ross Hill. And great to actually catch up with him and being able to talk with him. And, you know, it really is. That's rodeo life, you know, just... You see each other from time to time, and you see each other passing through, heading from one rodeo to the next. You know, I had an opportunity to spend a week out there with Ross Hill this summer, or this spring, as we were up there in Tennessee and Alabama broadcasting some rodeo events that you can still see there on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And, of course, they would be on the Seber channels. We broadcasted the Seber Finals and a few others, so... great times out there, no doubt about it. And, man, we're just having ourselves a lot of fun out here in Ada. I know Ross has been down this way just a time or two as he's been out here for the Ada bullfights that go on every year. They actually hold them twice a year. First one, I believe, is in March or April, and then, of course, second one will be in October, which is coming up here in just a couple weeks. So, you know, we'll have lots to talk about there in the freestyle bullfights. We'll kind of know who's going, who's doing what in the world of freestyle bullfighting. And, you know, Ross is certainly one of the best, and he's definitely one of my personal favorites. You know, it's definitely a cool deal to be able to get to know somebody like that. You know, and I apologize for missing that question there, Miss Emily, about Ross. He's probably got more fines that he's got to pay off. To so many different people, that's a hard life, you know. I mean, to be able to pay those off. But to my understanding, now if he is fighting in the, if he's got the Southeast Circuit Finals, then chances are he's paid that fine off because they would not let him compete there or fight there if he didn't. So, anyhow, moving right along, we got about 15-20 minutes left in the show for today. Got phone lines open. If you guys want to jump on board here, give us a quick call, 646-915-9940. Now, I'm telling you, you know, that things have kind of died down this week. I'm a little disappointed. We don't have as many listeners tuned in online and hanging out here in our chat room. But, hey, you know, we ran into that situation here when we was back on our shows a while back. You know, it's just one of those deals that everybody kind of has to get out there and do their own thing, make a living, and we're just glad to be able to do it right here. So. Okay, I see. Wait a second here. Yeah, we have not gotten an answer to our little mind bender question here this morning. Now, the biggest thing was, what is the most important thing that people cannot live without anymore? According to a poll that was actually taken, the most, you know, the most, or the, I guess, the answer that came in the most would be this one thing that people cannot live about or live without. So, anyhow, just feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know you want to talk and not just listen in. And for the fans that may be out there, that if you guys, you know, if you guys want to, you guys have access to your phone lines, you guys can actually dial out, call in. Don't push 1 on your phone and sit back and listen to it right here on your phone as you're heading down the highway or whatever the case is. So, that's right. You know, I see some comments coming in our chat room, and we do have a lot of our fans that do go back and catch us on the archives, which is really cool. I love that you guys are able to tune in here later on throughout the day. And, you know, I feel well, you know, it makes me feel good to know that you guys really think about us that much, that you would take that time out to come hang out with us, even when you can't be out there in the chat room and you're just sitting back tuning in, just to hear about some of the craziness that goes on in the rodeo world and how much fun we have out here. So we are glad to have you guys out here. Getting back down to it, though, if you guys have not had the opportunity, make sure to go check out PBRnow.com. As they've got a new blog out, Mesa Pate had posted a storyline about her experience in being at the PBR World Finals, which she will be back for again this year. And, well, shoot, hopefully we will be too. And still going to work on those sponsors. Now, I will tell you that we do have, you know, like I said, we've got a lot of partners, but we don't have those actual sponsors that are on board supporting us. And we could certainly use that right about now, you know, to help get some things opened up and we can host these shows like we need to out in locations, you know, around these rodeos. That's what we want to be able to do. We want to get the insight. We want to get all the guests, you know, to jump on board here with us, and we can make that happen right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. We've also got a live video stream so we can do some logo branding and promote you guys during those events. So if you guys know anybody that wants to get their name out there, any businesses that want to support it, it's all advertisement, and, you know, it's a great opportunity for you guys as well. So, well, I see that some of our fans are not calling in. They're leaving their question or the answers to those questions there in our chat room, and it looks like Miss Emily says that a job would be the most important thing to people nowadays that they cannot live without. Sorry, but that's not the correct answer, and I'll give it to you here shortly. But before we do, we're going to take another short break. Let you guys know if you want to call in on the mind bender question that Richard gave yesterday right here in Ada, Oklahoma. We'll be happy to take it. 646-915-9940. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer shit still rides. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as the night, all my boots and leather and knives. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a night, for my first and ever night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up, I'm a cowboy from Michael. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double dock and boat ramp, and whiskey shaking never stirred. Tank tops and flip-flops, those all-night-long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resist on, it's black as a nightfall, my boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up, I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
All right, welcome to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. And we are kicking things off on a Tuesday. And, well, lo and behold, if it isn't one of our very own favorites able to jump on board here for the last few minutes of our show. That's right, Miss Kat Johnson. And, yeah, you know that's right. She's actually been able to catch our archive shows, and we are so glad for that. Man, I'll tell you what, you know, it really is nice to have such dedicated fans that really love to hear about rodeo and hear some of our guests that we have right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows, just like yesterday, the lovely Miss Kat Johnson. One of her personal favorites, obviously, would be those tie-down ropers and Mr. Shane Hanchy and the Cooper Boys. And, you know, she's going to have the opportunity to see them again, all three of them, making it back to the NFR. So congratulations to them. Anyhow, just trying to check up and see what's going on. You know, one of the things that I did want to make mention, too, if you guys are not already following, get over and follow Penned, that's P-E-N-D, Roundup. They are the official Twitter page of the Pendleton Roundup there in Oregon. And, of course, they just recently had their event. And I've got to tell you, man, I, you know, cannot wait. It's always been kind of a dream to get out there and to be a part of something like that. And who knows, maybe next year we'll be able to make it out that way for their big PRCA show or really just anything that they've got going on up there. Great folks, so make sure to get over there and follow them on Twitter at P-E-N-D Roundup. And you guys can see that they're out there joining up with us. And tell them, hey, thanks for supporting the Making Eight because, you know, they really have here just recently been jumping on board here with us. So apparently they are liking what we have to do out here, and we are glad for that. We're going to keep rolling with it. And, you know, as we get more and more of these associations and these locations, you know, these events that host different things. Calgary Stampede, another one that really works well with us. And, man, we're so glad to have them as part of the Making Eight Rodeo Network, and they're part of that family. So we're going to keep on promoting them for sure. Now, we got about 5 minutes or so left in our show, so we're going to start winding things down, and I do have some cowboy logic for you, courtesy of our biggest little fan, Miss Melanie Britton, is giving us some more cowboy logic for the day. We're going to go 2 for 2, Miss Melanie. I know she's catching us on the archive shows, but I want to send a big old shout-out to you. Hopefully your week is going great, and we look forward to seeing you here when you get a few moments to jump on board with us during the live shows. So here's your cowboy logic courtesy of Miss Melanie. A lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on. So there is some great cowboy logic for you. Food for thought, something to think about. And, man, we're glad that we get Melody to jump on board here with us. She texts me messages every morning giving us a cowboy logic. Now, last week I was terrible. I missed 2 out of the 5 days in giving that cowboy logic. So we're on a great roll here today. We got 2 for 2 this week so far. So we'll see if we can't roll with it all week long. But, man, we've had some such great guests, you know, on board with us here last week and this week. And, man, we look forward to having a bunch more. So make sure to stay tuned. Now, I did also see on Twitter there that Austin Meyer, of course, this is the time to catch up with him as he is back in the woods. And of course, you know that that he is the backwoods boy, or one of the backwoods boys. And hopefully we'll be able to get him to check in with us. You know, it seems like the only time we can catch him is when he's not, or when he's in the woods. You know, he's sending out messages there on Twitter as he sits out there. And, well, shoot, you know, we'll find any time we can to catch up with him. But it has been a good be able to talk with Austin Meyer this year. And, you know, the guy, he moved up. He jumped up a slot. He's sitting in fourth place right now. And there's only 2 events left. I know that Miss Kat Johnson is probably just so excited. She's probably packing and setting out her clothes that she's going to be wearing for Connecticut this weekend. What do you want to bet? I'm willing to put my money on that, that she's been out there saying that she is trying to find the right attire to wear for this event. And she probably already has it picked out. But then again, if she's like most of the other women, especially the young cougar ladies like Miss Cat, she probably will change her mind four more times before that event. So, anyhow, that's kind of where we're at right now here, folks. We're going to wrap up our show just a minute or two early, but want to thank all of you guys for jumping on board and remind you that we will be back at it again tomorrow, 11 o'clock Central Time. You can find us right here on Makin8.com and the Makin8 Rodeo Network. Wow. Yeah, I'm seeing that Miss Cat Johnson will have her new Python boots lined out for this weekend. And, wow, yeah, I don't know if I could actually throw that one out there. There will be plenty of accessories that Miss Cat Johnson will be carrying around and showing proudly there at the PBR event in Hartford, Connecticut this weekend. So, oh, that's right. Thank you, Miss Emily, for pointing that out as well. The answer to Rich's Morning Mindbender question yesterday, the most important thing that people cannot live without anymore or live without today, Facebook. Could not believe that would be your answer. Definitely impressive. I would not have expected it. Now I'm getting all kinds of twisted up here. I got to get off this show here, folks. Want to thank everybody for tuning in here once again and remind you we'll be back at it tomorrow, so make sure to jump on board. We'll see you right here on Makin8.com for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on the Makin8 Rodeo Network.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
Thanks for tuning in with Makin8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
God.
Get in touch with God.